Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you know, John was such an amazing preacher. And we in the church, you know, we desperately need more preachers like John. Now, it's not because he preaches in the desert. It's not because he wears camel hair clothes or devours locusts and slurps down wild honey for breakfast. It's not because he baptizes in a river. It's not because he tells human interest stories that bring tears to your eyes. It's not because he tells humorous stories that people can relate to. It's not because he gave witness to how God changed his life from being a deadbeat Woodstock-like heroin addict to an obedient man of God. And it's certainly not because he claims to be Elijah of the Old Testament or the promised prophet of Deuteronomy 18. Instead, brothers and sisters, John was such a rare and outstanding preacher because he faithfully preached God's word. That's why we need more pastors like him. He preached the law without diminishment, and he preached the gospel without limit. He preached law that exposed and killed the sinner. He preached the gospel that delivers forgiveness from the mightier one, the one coming after him, Jesus. Such forgiveness, then, preached and bestowed in Jesus' name, miraculously creates a new creature spelled F-A-I-T-H, the believer that hangs on and around Jesus for salvation. And eventually, such truthful preaching by John would land him in jail, and he'd be made shorter by a head by those who wanted nothing to do with being properly advented, that is to say, repented and faithed. Yeah, that goes with the territory of being an authentic preacher of God's word. But at the same time, John's accurate and proper preaching of the law and the gospel drew huge crowds that went out to hear him. It's precisely why so many were repented and faith, that is to say, they were advented, and they received, as we heard last week, his baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins in the Jordan River. These people learned to confess the truth about themselves, namely that they're dead, damned sinners who were in desperate need of the Savior, the promised one, Jesus, the Savior of sinners. Yes, John, through his proper preaching of distinguishing between the law and the gospel, gave sinners what they ultimately needed. He gave them Jesus. Imagine that. Have you ever heard a better preacher than John the Baptist? Or better preaching than John the Baptist? Seriously, have you? I'll never forget when I was with a group of pastors. Now I'm going off script, so watch out. I'll never forget when I was with a group of pastors and we talked about these texts when John the Baptist was preaching. And all the pastors shaking their head, going, "Well, I can't preach this John the Baptist because he's so negative." And all of them going, yeah. Nonsense. There's no better preacher of God's word than John. Unless, of course, the preacher preaches like John, who emphatically proclaimed in the text, "I am not the Christ." When John is not the Christ, that means somebody else is the Christ. Who in the world's that? Well, you know who that is. It's Jesus. He, Jesus, John declares, is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I'm not even worthy to untie. I mean, that's the lowest of the low. Preacher John, then, is a nothing. Scum. He is only the voice of one calling in the desert, "Make straight paths for the Lord." John preaches not to exalt himself as if he's so special, but rather to exalt Jesus, who is so special, divinely special, the divine light who gives salvation to sinners. And so in John's preaching, Jesus, the Messiah, Savior, is everything for sinners and for you. Jesus is the Christ, he is the Lord, for whom John's preaching prepares sinners. Your salvation depends on Jesus, only Jesus, who is the Christ. So learn from preacher John and his preaching to diagnose what a good sermon is. The next time somebody says, "That's a good sermon, Pastor," I'm going to ask you why. Be prepared. I'll say, why was that a good sermon? I hope you'll say, "Because you gave me Jesus." So learn to diagnose what the best preaching in the church is. Close your eyes. Don't pay attention to the man. Listen to what he says. The emphasis must be Jesus. John's preaching bears witness not to himself, but Jesus, who is the light. John's preaching gives Jesus to sinners. John's preaching delivers the goods of eternal salvation. Jesus, the Christ. Now, do you lust for a different kind of preacher or a different kind of preaching? Should John have preached someone or something else? Are you bored? Are you apathetic? Are you indifferent or antagonistic to John's preaching of and the bold witness to the light, Jesus the Christ? If so, you need to repent of that, seriously, before it's too late. Because as we sang in the hymn, there will come a day when there will be no time to repent. To put off, to blow off, or reject the preaching of Jesus as Savior for sinners will cause you immense and total and colossal spiritual harm. You know what that's called, don't you? It's called hell. The forever and ever being separated from God and his forgiveness from Christ when you are damned in and with your sin because you insisted on answering for it yourself, your own way. Now, I know how sinners are because I'm one. The old Adam, mine and yours, they tag team with the world and the devil to do a triple threat on preaching and preachers that dare to preach Jesus and to give witness to Jesus as the Savior of sinners. The triple team criticism usually goes like this. Well, you know, don't get me wrong, Reverend. You know, Jesus is nice and all, but, you know, he's really not everything. Come on. You can't say that. Especially when it comes to salvation. Come on. Certainly my obedience counts for something in the salvation game. You know, I'm trying really hard, Reverend. And certainly my trying really hard is going to earn some kind of brownie points with the Lord. And look, Reverend, you know, people really are basically good people. What's your problem? They have a spark of divinity. Everyone has a spark of divinity. We just need to discover it and let it loose. We need to let people reach their potential, Reverend, and stop putting all these roadblocks that are so restrictive. You know, Reverend, once we help people reach their capabilities, unleash what is possible for them, and this is Oprah, the world will be transformed. Utopia. A heaven on the earth at last. It's time for enough of that kind of stuff. Oh, the Oprahification of the church has to end, starting now. It's time to listen to a faithful voice, the preacher's voice named John, who said what? I am not the Christ. Indeed, Jesus is. Again, when John preaches, I am not the Christ, he's preaching Jesus as the Christ Savior for you. He's telling you, look, folks, the light of salvation has come. He's here. He's Jesus. He's come to die for you on the cross, to take away all your sins as the Lamb of God. There's no better preaching than that, really. There isn't. I'm going to say it again. There's no better preaching than that. There's no better preacher than that. The preaching and the preacher that gives you Jesus, the gift of salvation, for the forgiveness of your sins. And so as you believe that, so you have it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.